Patterns of Presence, Day 9, Psalm 24, verse 3-6. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who doesn't trust in an idol or swear by what is false. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Saviour. For such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. The verses we focus on today stand out from all the rest in this psalm. They are starkly different, for they are the only words which talk about receiving. All the other verses focus on the position of God, either at the foundations of the world, the heights of his mountain, or the gates of the city. In all these positions, the invitation is to see him and experience him within those positions. But this stanza, sitting at the heart of the psalm, right in the middle, describes for us the generation who seek him and the experience that is found when we do. When we adjust our approach, when we move from where we are to where he is, when we seek him, there is an experience. God is not abstract. He's not so otherworldly that he feels absent. He can be experienced. The evidence of his reality can be recognized and seen. He works and moves in ways that can not only be discerned, but can be directly attributed to who he is. His presence is seen, according to the psalm, in the presence of blessing, and his reality is discovered in the experience of vindication. These are quite amazing words that reveal quite powerful promises. You could almost view this as a formula: if you do A, you'll receive B. But yet God isn't a God who rewards according to merit. He doesn't keep a behaviour chart that unlocks prizes in response to achievement. He isn't our genie. We aren't his master. We can't hold him to ransom. And we can't cash in spiritual coupons to unlock benefits and rewards. Rather, what is described for us here is who God is. He is the Lord, and he is our Saviour. He is full of grace, and he acts in accordance with who he is and not what we do. I think what is described for us in these verses is what is found when we stand in his holy place. It's the dimensions of his presence, and it's what lives where he does. Blessing and vindication reside in the presence of God. They can't be achieved through work or merit, and they cannot be bought, but they can be sought. But yet not directly, because they reside in the presence of God, which is why blessing and vindication are attached to the generation who seek him and seek his face. They're not found by those who seek blessing or vindication, but by those who seek the one who stands in the holy place, those who seek his face. At the heart of the psalm is a call to seek the heart of God. It's to possess within our own hearts the pursuit of his presence over every other thing. We're not to seek blessing or try and manufacture favour and fortune. We're not to strive after that which we perceive as makers of happiness or creators of gladness. We're to seek his face. Equally, we're not to try and seek vindication. Integrity is crucial, but it is lost when it comes at the expense of others. We succeed when we seek integrity above all, but we cheapen it when it becomes about always being right, always being seen to be right, and always being seen to be right while highlighting other people's wrong. Our call is to seek his face. Blessing and vindication reside in his presence. When we ascend the hill of the Lord, when we prioritise his presence and seek his face and seek to strive to stand in the spaces and places where he is standing, we quickly find blessing and vindication as our companions, because they live where he is. Pause today and check your priorities. Are you trying to manufacture fruitfulness? Are you striving after favour with others, or that which you perceive as the makers of happiness and creators of gladness? Are you seeking your own vindication to be better and greater than those around you, to be seen and heard as always right and always in control? Or are you simply striving to live with clean hands and a pure heart, to seek to be where he is and stand where he stands? Blessing and vindication reside in his presence. And the generation who prioritise his presence, who seek him in his face, are those who quickly find themselves journeying through life with blessing and vindication as their companions. Let's become the generation who seek the face of the God of Jacob. I will be still in your presence. Help me to be still in your presence. Quiet my heart. Calm my spirit. Peace to my mind. Help me to be still. Quiet my heart. Quiet my spirit. Peace to my mind. Let my heart be satisfied. For all my life you've been good. Even in my darkest days, you've always stayed. You're so good.
all around me of your faithfulness. There's too much evidence all around me of your faithfulness. There's too much evidence all around me, all around me, all around me. You've surrounded me with the evidence of your faithfulness. Daily, you surround me with the evidence of your faithfulness. I will never, ever, ever forget. I will be still and know. I will be still and know. Ay, 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 ay. I will be still and know. That we can rest in.